The beleaguered Coastal GasLink natural gas pipeline, subject to delays, cost overruns and vandalism, is now 91% complete. The pipeline will run from Dawson Creek to Kitimat, where it will provide natural gas to the $40 billion LNG Canada project. Of the 670 kilometers of pipe to be installed, 639 kilometers is now in the ground, Coastal GasLink reports. 3 of 8 sections are completed. The project has been subject to numerous delays and cost overruns. Earlier this year, TC Energy, TSX, NYSE, TRP, announced it now estimated the project would cost $14 billion to finish, up from an original estimate of $6.6 billion. The biggest delays have been in Section 7, south of Houston in the Morris River area. This is the area that was targeted by supporters of some of the Wet'suwet'en First Nation hereditary chiefs who oppose the pipeline. All elected band councils of the Wet'suwet'en supported the project. Work was delayed in that section through roadblocks and occupation camps set up by pipeline opponents. In February 2022, workers in a CGL work camp were attacked by masked, axe-wielding vandals who caused millions of dollars in damage to vehicles and equipment. No charges were ever laid in the attack. That section is now nearing completion, with 82% of the pipe in the ground. With summer construction in full swing, our workforce of nearly 4,800 are focused on safely completing the project while ensuring important environmental management measures are in place, the company said in its construction update. CGL says it expects mechanical completion of the pipeline by the end of this year. N. Bennett at biv.com, twitter.com/nbennett.